is just around the corner. I was thinking today. Sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was a Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
Guy with a great collection of 45s, but there was no one left to hear him, to hear his strong opinions, to listen to his stories about the band he used to be in. And he looked like he was sleeping, slumped on the mixer in Studio B. And you and I searched the station for provisions and supplies. I took some novelty sunglasses they'd once given as a prize, which I still wear all these years later, the other side of the equator. These mirrored aviators reflect the white caps and the breakers. Yes, I'm quite a stylish sailor. All that I need is just you and the sea and some food and fresh water and something to read, an endless vista. The fancy pen I got from my bar mitzvah and a semi-decent pair of water skis. That's all I need. Of broken glass is turning back into the sand that it was made with. This is what the mariner meant when he said dry land is a myth. I know I once proclaimed I love the things that people make, but come on, for heaven's sakes, everybody makes mistakes. I miss the trees, I miss the lakes, I hate the things that people break down at the edge of this churning, shifting, floating raft of flotsam. There's a colony of concrete gannets the ornithologist has forgotten. We set them all up in a row, we put on an epic show. You play an improvised banjo, strings made out of nylon rope, stretched on a mannequin torso. Look how wild the gannets go. There's some magic here, I know, this pelagic archipelago. All that I need is just you and the sea and the souvenir shirt and this old DVD of the jerk. It doesn't work. And this toy Star Trek phaser and my blazer with the patches and the tweed. That's all I need.
Thank you.
the melody that goes one, two. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're just about through here with the show. We had a longer set of music there, ending off with a single from Cub, a band based out of Vancouver that put out a lot of stuff in the 1990s/early 2000s, I believe.
Yeah, one of the pioneers of what was deemed cuddlecore music. Yes. Yeah, this was actually a split single they did along with Mint Records, who was their home base, along with Lookout Records. So this is a split single along with the band Potato Men. We heard their song Exit. Prior to that, music from The Burning Hell. Released last year, we heard something from Garbage Island titled All I Need.
Yes, and this is actually a single they've released this year that is accompanying this absolutely amazing video that they put out for this song. It's kind of like a sci-fi dystopian music video that involves like a half... Is it kind of like a robot that's looking for parts in a dystopian empty plane?
But really,
plane. And
they're
it's really amazing.
For love.
Kind of, yeah.
Like Wally, only, you know, darker.
Yeah, but it's really something. All That I Need by The Burning Hell. Go on the YouTubes, check that out. You will not be disappointed if you like dark dystopian sci-fi.
With that said, on a lighter note, well, I guess not, because the song is called Halloween Store. Halloween Store by Andy Schaaf. And that's from his latest album, Norm. An album that's, I think, a little bit lighter sounding, but definitely features all that character work that we're so familiar with his songwriting at this point. And maybe that song will be appropriate to play come October this year.
Yes, perhaps, because, you know, in October, it's Halloween.
Oh, not Thanksgiving. Okay, yes. Also dark.
Wait. Okay. Before that, we heard music from Vancouver's CC Voltage. We heard a B-side of a single called Bummer Party, and that comes from a single called Berliner Pilsner. And prior to that, we heard brand new music from London, Ontario's Mono Negatives. This band is truly amazing, and they're coming back to Windsor in May. I don't know any specifics about the show, because it hasn't really been announced who they're playing with or where yet, but they have a new single that just came out called North Carolina Atomic Bomb. And it's this kind of diorama pop-up single that you can get. It's a true art piece put out through Dowd Records in the UK. And it sold out instantly. And I think they did a second pressing already. It's really quite good. And it's from an upcoming forthcoming second full-length album. And more on that as it develops. We had Decliner before that, a band based out of Detroit, from a single they put out late last year called Dirty Money. And then we heard Olinda, which is a newer Windsor group. They just put out a new single on Friday called World Within, and then the B-side is The Chalice, and that's the single World Within. We're playing Olinda and Decliner because they are actually playing at the Craft Heads Brewery here in Windsor, Ontario tonight.
That's right, and in addition to them playing at Craft Heads, there's also going to be DJ Nick from Radio Drill Time, who will be doing some sets there as well in between the bands, so well worth checking out. That is going on pretty soon at Craft Head, so make sure to check that out. So we did focus on the music of Tom Verlaine and television in this episode, so we're going to end off the show playing another great track from their infamously fantastic record from 1977, Marquee Moon, the song Venus, and that's how we're going to end off this episode of Revolution Rock.
Yes, so stay tuned. Mark Casimon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program, and we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency, here with CJAM, with Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across Canada. This is television's Venus from Marquee Moon.
The world was so- They've all been making plans for Nigel. And by they I mean the ornithologists. They live in houses made of bricks and glass. Nigel lives alone at the edge of a cliff. The bird banders fill binders and books with his biography. They note his habits and record his squawks on dictaphones. Meanwhile, Nigel wonders why don't they ever ask me. I could tell them there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. Scientists published papers and secured some grants to repopulate Nigel's future neighborhood with a concrete caster named Carl. They concocted a plan, but they couldn't have predicted Nigel's commitment to bachelorhood. Call to the concrete colony, buy a cassette. Nigel noticed the other birds didn't fly or flap around. He remembered an old French peacock had told him hell is other birds. Thought, well, this is just the kind of place I'd like to settle down. He felt badly for the dumb scientist. Himself he was no bird brain, and his heart was huge. So he chose a concrete mate, and he built her a nest. He figured it was what they wanted him to do. Nigel did most of the talking, but he was used to that. Usually they just sat there and stared out to sea. When he died, Carl carved Nigel's tiny tombstone's epitaph. Here lies Nigel the Gannet, alone but never lonely.